What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi besties, welcome to or welcome back to Try Not to Care. Lately, I have been feeling very stagnant, questioning a lot of what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, where I'm going. I think for me, when things in my life slow down, it makes me question whether I'm doing enough or if what I'm doing is worth it. I've been doing this podcast since January 2022, and as much as I love this podcast, I think when you do something for so long, you can end up getting lost and forgetting why you're doing it. I really am my biggest hater and my biggest obstacle. There's times where I ask myself, is what I'm doing the right thing? Am I on the right path? Those questions sneak in, but almost immediately I snap out of it because I know in my soul that this is my purpose. Like, just because things slow down or I get really overwhelmed, burnt out, even if I have people who don't like the message I'm putting out there, I know that my purpose is to get that message out there. It took me a really long time to understand what my purpose is. I spent the majority of my early 20s feeling extremely lost. I felt like no matter what I did, I could never find anything that stuck. I felt like I was never doing enough. I felt like I was behind and was always playing catch up. I felt like there was nothing that I was really good at. And I was afraid that I would end up living a life unsatisfied, doing a job that I hated, searching for things that brought me joy, but I would never find anything that did. Thankfully, now at 26, I can say that I wholeheartedly know my purpose. Regardless of how hard serving my purpose may be, I know what I'm doing now is what I'm meant to do. It was a struggle to get here. And I know so many of you may be struggling with this as well. So today I want to talk about finding your purpose and why you might be struggling with finding it. I've told this story a million times, but basically I always knew that I wanted to help people. I just didn't know how. I've always struggled with my mental health, and I knew talking about mental health or being involved with mental health was something I wanted to pursue. So when I went to college, there was nothing that I really wanted to study. You all know, I've talked about this before, I felt pressured almost to go to college. So even though I didn't want to be there, I was like, you know what? I am here, so I might as well study something that I'm interested in. You know, I might not make a lot of money, but at least I want to do it. So I majored in psychology, and I thought studying psychology would bring me closer to helping people, which it did. I ended up working with children with disabilities and behavioral needs for about 3 years, and I did love the job. I loved the people I worked with. I loved the kids that I worked for, but throughout my time there, I was always questioning, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Should I be doing more? Can I see myself doing this for the rest of my life? Although I enjoyed my job and I was good at it, it came easy to me, I didn't feel fulfilled in the way I thought I would.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
A lot of people come to have the same epiphany that I did, where they're doing something that they thought was meant for them, but somewhere down the road, they're like, wait a damn minute. I am totally on the wrong path. They realize that they should be doing more, and not doing more in the way that they're not doing enough. They just aren't doing what's meant for them. I like to think of this as your purpose calling you, or like nudging you and being like, hey, hello, I'm right here. Like, wake up. I'm not being used. It's time to use me. I'm ready. Put me in, coach. So how do you find your purpose? Obviously, it can come natural to some people. Like, some people are just born great singers or dancers. They've been doing gymnastics their entire life. They just know what they're meant to be doing. But if you're like me and you're like, what the fuck am I supposed to be doing? What is my purpose in life? I now present to you my tips in discovering your purpose. So, number one, what are you good at? Think of things that come naturally to you. Are you really good at drawing, singing, editing videos, cooking? Are you someone who has a really easy time public speaking or delivering a message? Sometimes we do things and they come so easy to us that we think, oh, well, if I can do this, then anyone can. And we minimize our talent. We have it in our head that if something comes easy to us, that it's easy to everyone. It's not because I'm good at it. It's just because it's easy. Everyone's good at it. And that's just not the case. I love editing videos. I love editing my podcast. It's something I find joy in, and it's easy for me. But if I were to pass on one of my projects to someone else, it wouldn't be as easy for them. Or I would at least have to show them and explain to them how to use the software that I use and the apps that I use. I remember when I was with my friends recording the podcast that I did a few weeks ago, and my friend Hannah looked at my software and she was like, I would not know where to even begin with this. And the reason she said that is because she's never done it. It doesn't come natural to her. Not to say that she could never do it or that no one could ever do it as good as I do, but it's a reminder that what I'm doing isn't easy. The fact that I understand what I'm doing and I do it so effortlessly is a gift. Just because things are easy for you doesn't mean they come easy to others. No matter how simple a task may seem to you, just know that is a gift of yours to be able to tackle it and complete it. Look for those things that come naturally to you.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Number two, what do you gravitate towards or what excites you? Your purpose does not need to be work-oriented. Just because my purpose involves me working on this podcast does not mean that your purpose has to be to serve other people. It doesn't have to make you money. It doesn't have to make you successful. It just needs to make you happy or fulfill you. Your purpose is what gets you up in the morning, what makes your life meaningful, what makes your life worth living. Ask yourself, if you could live your ideal life, what would that look like? What would you be doing? It could be as simple as, I love surfing. That's what brings me the biggest joy. That can be your purpose, to surf. I think a lot of people struggle with figuring out what they like to do or what their passion is. So that actually leads me into number three. Think about what you did as a kid that brought you joy. This is going to help you figure out what you like to do. What did you like to do as a kid? As a kid, everything is brand new to you. You're experimenting and discovering what you like. You're trying new things. You're trying new sports, new activities, going to new places. There's really no limits as a kid because you're much more fearless than you are as an adult. There's so much less pressure to do the things that you like because kids your age are doing the same exact thing. They don't care what you're doing. Growing up, one of my favorite things to do was to film music videos and edit them. The reason I loved doing that was because I got to tell a story and I loved seeing the final outcome. I loved seeing everything come together. Like, filming it was fun for me, but the end product was what I got so much satisfaction from and made me continue to want to do that. I get the same satisfaction now from recording this podcast. Of course, I enjoy recording it, but it's more of seeing all of my thoughts flow together in one project and being able to put that out to other people for them to listen to and connect with. Every single time I put out an episode, I feel like I'm connecting with my inner child. I strongly believe a lot of our truth lies within our childhood. Go back to your roots and back to the things that brought you joy and uncover why those things made you happy and see if they still have that impact on you now. Number four, listen to your intuition. Is there a thought of yours that keeps resurfacing in your mind? Is there a message that you're holding on to that you think needs to be out there? I always knew that I needed to share my story with others. I knew that there were things I thought about or that I went through that others would be able to relate to, but I didn't know how to successfully get my story out there. I didn't know how to make people listen. Before I discovered my purpose in this podcast, I genuinely was considering writing and putting out a song. I deadass started writing a song and I was going to record it and put it out for people to listen to. Most of you have not heard me sing, and there's a reason you haven't, because I am terrible. I'm tone deaf. I have no place in the music industry. But I was going to do that because I felt like that was a good way to express those thoughts that I had. I am so happy that I did not go that route and I found a way to tell my story in a way that's authentic and right for me. But what I learned from almost doing that is if there's something that's weighing on you and it doesn't go away and you think about it all the time, there's a reason for it. More than likely, it's going to sit there until you release it. Yours might not be a message. Maybe it's something you feel very intuitively drawn to. You wake up every day and you want to go surfing, create a video, cook, write. All you think about is doing this thing, even if it doesn't make sense in your everyday routine, especially if it doesn't make sense in your everyday routine. If you have a set routine and you're being drawn to something that's so wildly different from that, there's a reason you're being called to do that. It's literally calling you and guiding you in the right direction. Follow it and explore it. My last tip is figure out, what do you want to give to the world? What do you want others to think of when they think of you? Not to say that your purpose needs to be for others, but your purpose on this earth is greater than just you. It impacts more than you. It holds so much value because it doesn't just serve you, but it serves the greater good. For example, if you believe your purpose is volunteering, volunteering makes you feel good, but why? The reason you feel good is because you know you're giving back to others. You're helping people. It's not the act that feels good. Like, I'm sure you're not excited about doing work. What feels good is the outcome. It's more than you doing something. It's not exclusive to helping you because it's helping others. Another example, if you believe your purpose is to build a business, although it feels good to be successful, what is making you successful? The fact that you're serving people. It's not just about you and this business that you've built, but the people who are getting something from your business. When looking for your purpose, don't be so set on finding one specific activity or thing, but search for the meaning behind it, the intention behind it. I can sit here and say, I love podcasting because I'm building a following. But what does that following mean? Why do I care about having a following? To be liked? To be rich? No. I have this following now to share these messages that have been sitting with me. My purpose isn't to have a podcast. My purpose is to help others, to connect with others, to have people feel heard and understood. I want people, when they leave my podcast, to feel better than they felt before listening. I want them to leave with a message. I want them to leave feeling like they're not alone, because they aren't. When people hear Trying Not to Care or they hear my name, I want them to think, that's my safe space. So find what you want to be known for or how you want to feel, and then find something that brings you closer to achieving that or feeling that. Okay, but let's say you do all of that and you still have no fucking clue what your purpose is. Let's get into why that is. For starters, you're too focused on pleasing others. I contemplated leaving my last job for 2 years. Literally a year into the job, I was thinking of leaving. I was like, oh my God, I can't do this forever. But I stayed for another 2 years because I was afraid of letting others down. I thought, if I leave, the kids will miss me. If I leave, I'll fuck over my coworkers. If I leave, I'll let my parents down. I was so concerned about letting other people down that I let myself down. The fear of being judged is another huge reason. If you feel like your message or your talent or your whatever needs to be out there, you need to put it out there. You can't be afraid of putting it out in fear of people judging you. No one is going to see what you have to offer if you don't put it out there to be seen. It's either people that you don't even care about maybe make fun of you, but you're doing what's meant for you, or you don't do what's meant for you and you live a life that you hate. You continue doing things that don't make you happy. You continue doing things for people who are probably judging you regardless. Another reason you're struggling to find your purpose is you want to be good at everything. When you try so hard to be good at everything, you take the focus off the thing that needs your attention the most. I would love to be a great big YouTuber. I would love to have these amazing, well-edited videos and be consistent. But right now, my focus lies with my podcast because that's what I'm good at and that's what I'm being called to do. If I try to juggle YouTube, my podcast, TikTok, Instagram, Threads, the group chat, creating merch, so on and so forth, and I try to give my energy to all of these things, I won't be able to give the energy I'm meant to give to my podcast. Not to say that I can't do all of those things, but they might not be as great as they can be because I'm not going to give them 100%. Because to be honest, they don't need it. I'm not neglecting them, but my expectations for them are lower than my expectations for my podcast. And that's okay. Not everything I do has to be amazing or perfect. I used to look at other content creators who were juggling all of those things and were really good at it. And I would beat myself up over it and be like, why can't I be as good as them? Why can't I have my shit together? And the truth is, it's just not realistic for me, and that's okay. You need to lower your ego and know it's okay to not do everything. Some people will be good at what they do, and you will be good at what you do. In my eyes, it's better to be exceptional at one thing than mediocre at a bunch of other things just to say you could do those things. The last reason I'm going to give you, and it's one that I think holds so many of us back, is you're limiting yourself. You will not find your calling if you don't step out of your comfort zone and explore. Your purpose may not lie within your daily routine. My purpose had no business in elementary school working 8 to 3 Monday through Friday. I would have never discovered my purpose if I didn't take a leap of faith, listen to my intuition, quit my job, and work my ass off. I was scared as hell. I was anxious as hell. I had a lot of pushback and negative comments, but I wouldn't have discovered my purpose without any of it. You might have to do things that you're afraid to do, that put you in uncomfortable positions, that make people look at you sideways, but it's so worth it. Another thing that held me back from quitting my job and pursuing social media and this podcast was my self-limiting beliefs. In my head, I thought that no one was going to care to listen to what I had to say. No one was going to want to watch my videos. I thought, I'm already in my 20s. It's too late for me to start doing that. There are so many other people doing this that there's no room for me. It won't work out. Thinking this way about yourself and minimizing what you can do is the one thing that's going to make sure that things don't work out for you. You are quite literally the one obstacle that will stop you from discovering what's meant for you. With that being said, you need to drop those negative thoughts and replace them with positive and affirming ones. Just because you've never done it before doesn't mean you can't now. Just because it didn't work out before doesn't mean it won't now. Just because it's not easy right now doesn't mean you won't figure it out. And just because it seems too far-fetched doesn't mean it's not attainable. You need to get out of your head with these self-limitations. Stop telling yourself that you don't deserve it or you won't be good at it, and allow yourself to give it your all because you do deserve it. What's meant for you will always be for you. Before I close out this episode, I want to give you an assignment. Today, I want you to go through everything that I said, write it down, and figure out your purpose. Make a list of what you're good at, what excites you, what brought you joy as a kid, what you feel called to, and what you want to be remembered by. After you do this, make a list of things that you think you should try out or you think could be your purpose. And then I want you to write down why you think you can't do that or why you can't have that. Then follow it up with evidence to disprove that. For example, you could say, I want to become a singer, but I can't do that because I'm bad at singing. Well, that's not true because you haven't done anything to try to be good at it. You haven't gone to singing lessons. You haven't practiced. You haven't put in the time. You can be good if you make an effort to be. So do that. And if you want to, you can share that with me on Instagram. My Instagrams are at Ashley Corbo and at Trying Not the Number 2 Care Podcast. Or you can send it in the group chat for me and for other people who listen to the podcast to see. That will be linked in the description. But that is everything for today. Oh, it's literally thundering out. It just started thundering as I'm closing this out. That's everything for today. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, make sure to give it a 5-star review on Spotify and Apple and respond to the question or prompt that I put below on Spotify. Follow my socials if you want to stay connected. As always, thank you so much for listening. I love you so much, besties, and I will talk to you next time. Bye, besties.